The idea that fertilizer used on a cornfield in the Midwest can cause a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is hard to fathom. But when you realize that all or parts of 31 farm states drain into the Mississippi Basin, it becomes a little easier to understand. Excess nitrogen causes a huge algae bloom in the Gulf. When the vegetation dies, it decays on the bottom and bacteria feed on it. The huge expanse of bacteria depletes the oxygen. Nancy Rabelais is a professor with the Louisiana University Marine Consortium. She says most life under the water needs that oxygen to survive.
The oxygen is depleted in the water column so that the fish and shrimp, anything that can swim, leaves the area. All the indicators show that it has gotten much worse since the 1950s to present, and that's consistent with the increase in nitrogen in the Mississippi River.
Since 1985, Rabelais has been measuring the size of the dead zone every year. The zone ranges in size from about 2,000 square miles to about 10,000 square miles. That's about the size of Lake Erie. Gerald Horst is a biologist with the Louisiana Sea Grant. He says it's hard to know the exact impact on life under the sea.
Very difficult to say, gee, this year the shrimp production is down somewhat because of hypoxia, or whether the shrimp production is down somewhat because of a host of other environmental factors.
But the fear is the hypoxic zone could stop being a dead zone that shrinks and grows and one year disappeared altogether, and instead become a permanent dead zone where nothing would ever live. That's happened in a few other places on the globe, such as the Black Sea. It's not clear that the same kind of thing can happen in the Gulf, but signs are ominous. Horst says upwellings of oxygen-starved water near the shore after a storm used to be very, very rare. Lately, they've become more and more frequent. He says it means the problem is getting worse. There's still a lot of debate about whether the dead zone in the Gulf is a serious problem, but at this point, most agricultural agencies and farm groups have stopped disputing the science and whether their nitrogen is causing the problem. Now they're trying to figure out the best and cheapest way to deal with it. The government task force that's working on the problem has arrived at an action plan. The task force has determined the amount of nitrogen getting into the Mississippi River needs to be cut by 30% to reduce the Gulf zone by half in 10 years. Donald Scavia has been working on the problem. He was involved in the debate when he was a senior scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's retired from NOAA and now directs the Michigan Sea Grant. From his office at the University of Michigan, Scavia explained how the task force arrived at the figure.
We agreed to a 30% reduction because it was similar to what was done in other places, probably acceptable to the community, and will head us in the right direction.
After arriving in Michigan, Scavia started to research to determine if a 30% reduction would do the job. Using three very different computer models, Scavia and his team learned that they could actually predict the size of the dead zone from year to year.
From that analysis, that not only looked at the size of the zone, but actually looked at potential interannual variability caused by changes in climate and changes in weather, said that probably 35 to 45% nitrogen load reduction is going to be needed to get to that goal in most years.
Scavia's study was published in the journal Estuaries. A 35 to 45% reduction is a much tougher goal than the 30% the task force is recommending. As it is, states were planning massive artificial wetlands and extensive drainage programs to soak up excess nitrogen before it got to the tributaries that fed the Mississippi River. They also planned to get the farmers to reduce the amount of nitrogen they're using. That's a tough sell for a couple of reasons. First of all, it would have to be voluntary because nitrogen use is nearly completely unregulated. Second, farmers often use what they call an insurance application of nitrogen. They use a little more than is actually needed to get a good crop, because nitrogen is relatively cheap. The excess often ends up washed into ditches and streams and creeks and rivers and finally to the Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico's dead zone. So cutting nitrogen flow into the Mississippi by 30% was a huge task. Cutting nitrogen by as much as 45%, well, you can imagine. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.